Casey Zamata from Always Find a Reason to Smile and the Suicide Prevention Network, thank you very much for coming in to
thank
the
you.
Office.
Thank you for having me.
You've got a new satellite office for the Suicide Prevention Network that's coming here.
We sure do. Right now we're getting it ready. It's almost ready. Actually, we'll probably open the doors this week, but our grand opening open house is scheduled for June 22nd. It's a Thursday.
Yes, it is.
And we're planning kind of a special day. We'll have a ribbon-cutting ceremony to begin with. And we're going to have our staff from the Grand Prairie office come over. And they're each going to do a little piece on the programming they run currently in Grand Prairie. And then we'll kind of have a community discussion to kind of get ideas for what people would like to see in our area. And give an overview of the stats for suicide in our area. The North Zone is definitely higher than most of the province, so we'll do that and have a luncheon, and yeah, it's going to be a good day.
It sounds like it's going to be a good day. I do ask, with all due respect to our good folks in Grand Prairie, how much do you think is this center needed, especially since it's not a major center?
Our area north of the Peace River has no supports right at this moment for suicide in general. So I think that this is going to be huge for the people in our communities, people who are suffering, people who need supports. It's going to mean not driving to Grand Prairie, not getting a hotel room. I mean, that's huge for a lot of people, especially in this economy. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. It's so well needed.
You're part of Always Find a Reason to Smile. Is that sort of in conjunction, sort of the same way that the Prevention Network and the building are going?
So Always Find a Reason to Smile is basically a awareness and prevention organization that we started. It's very popular in our area. There's a lot of people who support us, and we truly appreciate that. But as far as the Resource Center for Suicide Prevention, it is more the actual programming and the actual groups that we're going to hold. And yeah, it's kind of the meat and potatoes of the whole thing. Always Find a Reason to Smile is a fundraising organization that will give to the Resource Center and work with them, which is awesome. Yeah, so we're just going for it. Always Find a Reason to Smile. We didn't actually open a center like that because when we thought about it and we talked to the Resource Center in Grand Prairie, it made more sense to ask them to expand into our area because they have everything set up already. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, we're really excited, and all of the staff there are really excited to come up and start helping, and in time, hopefully, we'll hire more staff and, grow.
Not delving into any specifics, but with this opening, and you say you're opening the doors this week, how much do you think clientele is going to take advantage of
A
network like this?
I think that it's going to come. I don't think it's going to be just bam, busy. There's still a lot of stigma around suicide and suicide awareness prevention, so we're going to have to work through that. But I think as more people become aware, and we're working with the school systems, the project piece, so that we can identify kids in need. So as soon as that all starts coming together, I think it's going to be busy.
I ask, how did Smile Cookie go?
Oh my gosh. This was our fifth year for Smile Cookie, and we've topped every year.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it was insane. It was busy. The fires were going on all around. Of course, as you know, Tim Hortons is amazing for community support, so they were busy making sandwiches for the firefighters. So we were all busy, but it worked out so good. We had a lot of community groups come in and help us decorate, which was lots of fun. Lots of young adults in our area that are eager to be a part of community, and very nice to see.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them. The open house, as you mentioned, for the new Grimshaw office is Thursday, June 22nd. That day and beyond. How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, gosh. I'm bursting. I have been bursting since February. but there have been delays and some struggles along the way, but it's all worth it. Just keep going. You can't give up. I've learned that through my life. So, yeah, I'm excited. I get teary-eyed and emotional sometimes, but this is what it's all about.
Casey Zamata with the Resource Center for Suicide Prevention, the Grimshaw Satellite Office. She's also with Also Find a Reason to Smile, the Suicide Prevention Network. Casey, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you.